I guess a couple of weeks ago or something, maybe a little longer, just in my time with the Lord. And he's been putting things to me about, you know, who we are as his body, his church, and identity as far as that's concerned. So he gave me some things, and, you know, it's just a couple of verses. And that's what I kind of want to speak about and take us through, or show kind of a little bit of the process that Jesus has taken us through from servants to friends to sons and daughters, which equals heirs and co-heirs with Christ himself. I was going to say something else. I forgot. Oh, so we will be doing a lot of activations. Basically, it's not going to be just me standing here speaking, so hope you're ready for activations, because after each verse, we're going to kind of do an activation that ties into that verse. So we should, my desire is to just see the Holy Spirit really move and
Amen.
Have everybody here be touched by the Holy Spirit and be used of the Holy Spirit, you know, tied into the teaching. So in John 15:15, Jesus said, "I do not call you servants, slaves any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, working out. But I have called you my friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that I have learned from him." And so the first step we see here is Jesus taking his disciples from servanthood to friendship. And what makes that switch is that Jesus himself is informing them directly. Am I moving too much?
No, it's fine.
Making you work?
Sorry.
Jesus himself is informing them and us. He informs us as well directly what the Father informs him. So basically what stuck out to me and what I hope you grab tonight is that we all can hear from the Lord. We all hear from the Lord. And that Jesus himself informs each and every one of us what the Father is doing, what is going on in heaven, what heaven or what God wants to release here on the earth realm. He informs us. So, you know, say the Father says, "Hey, you know what? That person in aisle 4 at the supermarket, I want to speak to them. I want to tell them that I love them." And you might be shopping and have no intentions of going down aisle 4 because there's nothing that you need from aisle 4. But because the Father wants to release that upon that person, releases himself upon that person, Jesus will tell you or me, "Listen, make a right, go down to aisle 4. So what we really need to grab is that we're not outsiders. You know, we're not just, okay, I'm saved. But we are insiders. We are in the inner circle with Jesus, because Jesus himself informs us, again, of the plans of heaven, of the plans of the Father. We all have that ability to, and Jesus does speak to us. It's a matter of us just really learning to hear his voice, understand his voice, understand the way he speaks to us, and then stay attentive, you know, so that we listen to that voice. So again, we're not outsiders. You're not an outsider, but you are in the inner circle, and Jesus directly informs you and of the plans of heaven and what God is trying to do and wants to do here on the earth realm, whether it's your job, your community, the supermarket, wherever. With that, let's go to our first activation. Let's everybody pair up with somebody. Pair up with somebody. It's going to be a show and tell night.
Maybe we should do people that we don't know, right? No?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
If the Lord, whoever the Lord leads you to, just pair up with somebody. Everybody's paired up. EJ, you need somebody? Come on down.
I guess we could say, right?
Yeah, you could say. You could say. Stand on your head. Flip-flop. Yeah. Okay, so this verse basically informs us, Jesus, you know, tells us the plans of heaven. So the activation is for you to declare, well, first place, put your hand on your heart and repeat. I am directly
informed
about the plans of heaven,
about the plans of heaven
by Jesus. Okay, so now I want you to release that over each other. Declare it over each other. Speak it over each other. If God, you know, says, you know, pray for their ears, then release that over, you know what I'm saying? Just let the Holy Spirit lead you as you declare these things over each other, that, you know, that Evelyn would be declaring over Rosa that Rosa hears from God and Rosa receives the plans of heaven and vice versa. But just do it in your own words and your, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads you, just declare that over each other. While you did your activations, did anybody feel something? Did anybody sense the Holy Spirit doing something in them or that they might want to share?
I know for me, when she was declaring that over me,
yes,
my heart felt like a tuck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite explain it, but...
Like confirmation when she was declaring?
Yeah, yeah, more like, yeah, when she declared that over me.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Anybody else?
God was declaring over me. It was an answer to my prayer because I asked the Lord, you know, to speak to me a prophetic word to somebody in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So it was a confirmation.
Awesome.
And for me, just when you were teaching, a light bulb went on in my head about that scripture. Oh, step it on somebody else. That scripture that what the Father revealed. So he revealed to them what the Father told him.
Right.
I always saw that as like biblical teaching that I have gained throughout my years. I have sat down and had Bible studies with you. That's how I translated that.
Gotcha.
And now it's like, no, this is like prophetic teaching.
Right.
Jesus was hearing from the Father and revealed it. Everything he heard, it was like on the spot.
Right,
so,
right. You know, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
That was like so new to me. It's like, oh, that's what he was teaching, is prophecy.
Amen. Yeah, the Father speaking with Jesus. Hey, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada. Then Jesus comes and... Hey, Scott, this is what we're going to do. This is what the Father wants to do.
And that's the same thing that we're experiencing now.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Jesus is speaking through the Holy Spirit. Because
yes.
The Spirit reveals what it hears or what he hears from Jesus. So
right.
It's the same. Amen.
That's
Amen.
Awesome.
Cool. Next verse.
That's awesome.
But to as many as did... next verse is John 1:12. But to as many as did receive and welcome him... He gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. That word adhere to, let me see if I remember correctly, checked it up like a week ago. But it's basically to model. So basically, is what it's saying is that those who are modeling Jesus, he's given the right, the power, the privilege to become his sons. Now notice this, that in becoming sons and daughters, there is an association with authority, power, privilege, and right. So I know God is doing something in his body, his church, you know, he's been doing it for a while now, where he's trying to get us to realize that we are sons and daughters. But it's not just, okay, I'm a son, I'm a daughter, that's great. But there's a connection with that and the authority of God. There's a connection with being a son and a daughter and the power of God. There's a connection of being a son and a daughter, and having that the right and the privilege to release that power and walk in that authority. You know, so it's not just okay. It, you know, I guess step one, yes, I'm a son and a daughter. I'm a son or a daughter. That's great, because that really does, should take us up another notch, because as sons and daughters, we have privileges to come into the Father that, you know, I think for many years, the church or we as Christians have not realized or tapped into. But then I want to make that connection from this verse that because you are a son or a daughter, you have the authority, his authority. You carry his authority. You carry his power. And you have that privilege and right to release that and bring that out beyond the four walls into your community, into your, you know, your neighborhood, your job, wherever you are, the gas station. You know, so again, grab onto that seed. That because you are a daughter, because you are a son, now you have that power of heaven. You know, the kingdom of God is not in word alone, but is in power. Yeah. The same Holy Spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives in you. So then grab that and say, because I am a son, because I am a daughter, I have the power of God. I have the authority of God, and I can release that because, you know, I can speak for my Father. You know, take, I guess when we were kids or whatever, you know, somebody's messing with the property. It's like, hey, don't touch it. That belongs to my dad or that belongs to my mom, you know. So in the same way, it's like, wait, you know, I have God's power. I have God's authority, and I can release that. I can release his love, his presence, because we carry it, because we are his kids, his sons and daughters. Is there anybody in the room who needs a healing right now? Who's in pain? Who's in suffering? Okay. We got two. Anybody else? Okay. That's three? Okay. So what I want to do, everybody else gather around those three people in groups. Keep your hands up, those who raise their hands. And just everybody kind of break off into those three or four. We have two here, Rosa. Okay. And now I want you to exercise that authority and power that you have in Christ. First, let's let the person know what it is that is ailing you or you need healing for, so they can declare it. And we're not praying, asking God, like, oh, please heal them. Because the scriptures say that by his stripes we were healed. So it is a done deal. Take that authority. Take that power and declare it and command it and speak to it. As Jesus told the storm, peace, be still. You know, he didn't say, Father, calm the storm. He spoke to the storm and he declared it. Same way, declare to what it is that they share with you. Declare that sickness, the pain, whatever it is, declare into it. Take authority over it and command it to go and command, you know, so the Spirit leads you, again, in your own words, for there to be a total healing and alignment. So share with the person that's going to pray for you, and then release that authority and power of the kingdom of the Father. And any testimonies? Testimonies? What? Anyone wants to share a testimony? Anybody wants to share a testimony of what God just did and where there was quick testimony? Yes.
And I asked for the sisters I was telling them. They had, before I even told them, one of them had already put their hand on my spine. And I've been having problems up and on. I've even had surgery on my spine. I'm even going through therapy for it. but it still hurts. Even a year later, I still have pain. I shouldn't. So I knew I came in with a headache, and it wasn't just like a normal headache. It was a headache because of pain in my spine. So I came, when you guys said pray for healing, it was like, okay, well, I know I need this headache to go away, and I know I need this pain to go away. And so I just, you know, I'm always asking for healing for this back and for my neck and everything. But it felt like when they were laying hands and they were speaking prayers and just declaring it, like right here, I could just feel the tension just ooze right out. It was just oozing right out in that one spot and just releasing. It was just totally releasing. The headache's gone. And I can actually move a couple of more inches more than I did at the beginning of the week. Huh. But what I did not tell them was my concern of my heart. So the Lord spoke to one of the sisters and prayed for my heart. Huh. I haven't seen a heart doctor, not going to a heart doctor, anything, because I've been trusting God about it. And, you know, I've been sick for a little while. But I've always had concerns about my heart. So the Lord said, we're going to do the whole thing. This is what he said to his sister. So that's the Holy Spirit right there.
Awesome.
Yay. Thank you, Lord.
How about from some of the people that were praying? Did you sense, you're obviously, you know, we know that God used you, but did you sense the power coming out? Did you sense fire coming out of you?
I sensed the fire in my hands penetrating through of Jerry's hand into her, the back of her neck.
Awesome.
And then on the forehead.
And you felt it?
Oh, I felt it when she laid her hand on.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, this is what I'm just trying to bring out, is that as sons and daughters, we carry this authority. We carry this power. And we have the right and the privilege to release it and receive it, as his kids.
Yeah.
And to release it upon even those who don't know him, because they need his touch.
Yes.
They need his love. They need to know that he's a real God. He's a living God. Not just that, okay, Jesus loves you, that's great. But people want something they could grab onto and hold onto. And so they need to have these encounters with God. You know, as Bill Johnson says, we have to have encounters. We need to become an encounter. Or we need to have encounters to become an encounter for somebody else. You know, it's all about encounters with Jesus.
There you go.
But you know, they, you know, that's what we get. You know, we have to grab onto these truths so we can release it and let it go out there. Moving on, we're gonna be quick. Next verse, Romans 8:14 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." So again, tying into being a son or a daughter of God is being led of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, in the scriptures, it says that, he said the Holy Spirit is like the wind. It comes and goes, but you don't really see it, but you feel it. But and I, you know, to me, it was like, basically, it's being sensitive as a son or a daughter, is being sensitive enough to hear him, where it's like, okay, go there. Okay, come here. You know, it's like the wind, it blows, and there's no restrictions. It's going that way, it's going that way, it's coming this way, it's coming this way. So again, a connection or an example of being a son or a daughter of God is being sensitive enough to hear him and then allow ourselves to move and be led by the Holy Spirit. Again, you know, it's just the same example. You might be at the supermarket, and so it's there for milk, but the Holy Spirit says, no, go down the bread aisle. It's that. As a son and daughter, we have that. We have that, you know, that sensitivity. We can move in that and that freedom and say, okay, I'm being, you know, I came here for this, but the Holy Spirit is telling me to go there, so I'm going to be led by him and allow him to lead me and go down the bread aisle. And then what is it that you want to show me? Who's here that you have a bullseye on that you want to speak to and release upon. So for this next activation, it's an individual activation, but just take risk real quick, because we want to take the night for the Lord and worship and bless him. But real quick, just in your own words, from the depths of your heart, just ask the Holy Spirit to bring this scripture to light. to life and in your own life, you know, that you will have that sensitivity to be led of Him, that, that He will give you that freedom and break off whatever needs to be broken off, so you will have that freedom to go and come and just allow yourself to be led of Him. So take real quick, like a minute, and just cry out, for lack of a better word, unto the Holy Spirit and ask Him to make this scripture of being led. Let Him know from your heart that you want to be led by Him. So go ahead. Anybody want to share anything real quick? As you were doing that, you sense something, the Holy Spirit dropped in you, you want to share something? Good. Not good that you don't, but... Moving on. Last verse, Romans 8:19. It says, "For even the whole creation, all nature, waits expectantly and longs earnestly for God's sons and daughters to be made known, waits for the revealing, the disclosing of their sonship." Again, yes, we accept Jesus, we become sons and daughters of Him. But it says here in the scripture that even nature itself is waiting for us to step out into that authority. It's not just like, okay, yeah, we're sons and daughters, but nature's saying, come on, step into your true nature. I'm longing for you. Nature's crying out according to the scripture and longing for us to step out into our true nature, which is the nature of Christ, and almost like be activated, you know, and out there, you know, as where, again, wherever we're at, wherever we're going to, wherever the Holy Spirit is leading to, nature's saying, step out into your true nature. Come out of that shell and be your true self. Step into the nature of Christ, which is who you are, and release what God has put in you. Release what God is wants to manifest. The plans of heaven, going back to that first scripture, those plans of heaven that God wants to release and is revealing to us and wants to reveal to us as His sons and His daughters. Nature saying, step out and release it. Let it go. Step out into that nature, and your true nature of Christ is who you are. So put your hands in your heart and declare, I am
a revealed,
if you're a son, if you're a daughter,
son
of God.
Of God.
So let's say that again. I am a revealed
son
or daughter
of God.
Amen. Real quick and just declare that over each other. Find somebody and reveal and declare that over each other, that, you know, over that person, that you know, they are a revealed son or daughter of God.
I
declare
revealed. Can't hide anymore. You hear me?
Or that you are a revealed